are back for hour two of the weekly David John Oates Reverse Beat Show. My guest is Greg Albrecht, and we are looking at reversals on Roswell. If you want to call in and speak to either Greg or me, the toll-free number in the United States is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Okay, I just want to replay this reversal of the Wonder Weapon. I love it. Of our Wonder Weapon.
Can I want your weapon? Can I want your weapon? Can I want your weapon?
That's so 1940s and 50s, isn't it? That's
unique.
That's quite amazing. You'd never find a reversal like that in today's society. Okay, so what are we moving on to?
14.
Oh, that looks interesting. Okay, all right. So, reversal Auschwitz, the city.
Yep.
Auschwitz,
the city. Oh, yeah. Yeah, clear as day. And that's on this forward section here.
Marcel retraced his secret recovery operation across the hot New Mexico desert.
We left Roswell perhaps around 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. As you can see, it's flat. It is very difficult. In fact, with just verbal directions, we never would have found it. We had to follow the rancher out there.
The crash site was so remote, it took an entire day to drive there. Marcel retraced his secret recovery operation across the hot New Mexico desert.
We left Roswell perhaps around 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. As you can see, it's flat. Ouch, it's easy.
Oh, yeah, gee, that's as clear as day. We'll run that again. Here's the forwards.
As you can see, it's flat. Ouch, it's easy.
Okay, so that's another German reversal. Auschwitz, what's Auschwitz the city doing on describing Roswell?
Yeah, it's a little bit cryptic. I've got two ways, well, maybe three.
Okay, let's hear
one. It could be talking about the location of where it originated from, and he's picking the most horrific part, Nazi Germany.
Right, okay.
Two, it could be associated with experiments.
Wow.
Because the horrific experiments in Nazi Germany were conducted at Auschwitz.
Right. And America continued those experiments when they took imported Nazi scientists?
Well, they're doing experiments similar to the Nazis beforehand anyway.
Oh,
that's
right.
One of the arguments in the defense that the Nazis used at Nuremberg.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow. Okay. All right, well, this is really interesting. This is not what I was expecting. German technology talking about Roswell crashed spacecraft. Okay. All right. So next one along is this one here. Right, we're playing number 15 now.
Yep.
Adolf, I hurt you.
The Cold War failed you.
I'm bothered. Okay, so here's the forwards. Oh, hang on. Didn't go back far enough. Here we go.
The operation across the hot New Mexico desert.
We left Roswell perhaps around 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah, there it is. Adolf, I heard you.
3:30 or 4 o'clock. Afternoon.
Okay, so what were you thinking when you started to find all these Nazi-type reversals on Roswell?
It was a surprise, yeah.
Yeah, and Adolf, I hurt you? What does he mean by that?
Not too sure. It could refer to maybe something he did during the war or afterwards.
Huh.
Opposition to what was going on, who knows?
Huh. Interesting. Okay, all right. So Next one along is, what's this General Dubois?
General Dubois.
What's this?
Explained on the extract.
Okay, here we go.
In 1947, General Ramey's chief of staff was Colonel Thomas Dubois. Shortly before he died, he was interviewed on home video. As a retired brigadier general, he is the highest ranking officer ever to comment on the Roswell incident.
It was a cover story. The balloon part of it is the story that's to be given to the press, and that is it, and anything else, forget it. And McMullen, if you ever knew him, if you told him that he wanted to run something, he goddamn sure ran it. He knew every facet of the operation. He's a busybody. He wanted to know what the hell was going on, who was pissing on the sidewalk, and all that sort of thing.
General McMullen, the deputy head of Strategic Air Command at the Pentagon, was in charge of the entire operation, according to General Dubois.
McMullen told me, you are not to discuss this.
Oh, that's it. Right, okay. Okay, well, that's interesting forwards, isn't it?
Mm.
Ah, okay. Mm. Okay, so, and the reversals on this are...
There's one.
Well, see, there you go again, another Hitler reversal. Swine as in Hitler, they quote the Hun.
Swine as in Hitler, they quote
the
Hun. Huh. Swine as in Hitler, they quote the Hun.
And again.
Swine as in Hitler, they quote the Hun.
And you've got some examples stretched.
Swine as in Hitler, they quote the Hun.
Oh, well, it's certainly there.
Mm.
And the forwards is...
That is it, and anything else. It was a cover story. The balloon part of it is the story that's to be given to the...
Okay, so there you've got Hitler again. So we've had Hitler twice, Adolf Auschwitz, Wonder Weapon.
Mm.
Huh.
Mm.
Well, this is painting a little picture, isn't it? Has anyone ever looked at the Nazi angle before? That this was a, Roswell was a Nazi experiment?
Yep, there's a really good researcher by the name of Joseph Farrell.
Okay.
And he's written several books. Worthwhile checking your stuff out, actually.
Alright.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I started, okay. I came across him after I found this reversal. I thought, oh, hold it, here we go.
Okay, alright.
Let's go to number 20.
Number 20, okay.
Yeah.
And this is the forwards, so, this is 8 minutes long. You want to play all 8 minutes?
I think it's important to hear it in context.
Alright, okay. Yeah, we got time.
Well, our mortuary had the contract for all military services out at the Roswell Army Airfield. And this gentleman called and said he was a mortuary officer at the base. He needed some information. And I said, what do you need? And he said, how many hermetically sealed infant caskets do you have, 3.5, 4 foot in stock? And I said, we don't have any. How long would it take you to get them? And I said, well, I can call Amarillo by 3:30 this afternoon and have them in here in the morning. I said, what's going on? He said, that's not important. I said, well, it is important also, but anyway. And then I hung up. And then he called back later and he said, I need more information. And you want to know what embalming chemicals that would alter the tissue, the stomach contents, and what is our preparation for... taking care of bodies and laying out in the elements for several days. And I said, you're the mortuary officer and you're asking me because I do it your way, you know. I was trying to find out who I was talking to. But there again, I was very stupid and I hung up again. And so, but anyway, later on in the day, I got an emergency. We had the only ambulance business in Roswell at that time. And this airman was riding an old Indian motorcycle and hit the back end of a farmer's trailer out here going into the gin. And so when I arrived at the base where I usually back up to this ramp and unload the patients, there was three field Army Air Force ambulance backed up against the ramp. And so I had to swing around. But anyway, we were walking up the ramp and I saw a lot of debris. And so when I got in and checked him in, got all the vouchers and everything signed, I said, this captain there, and I said, sir, it looked like we had a crash. I need to get ready for it. And who in the hell are you and what are you doing here? And I said, well, I had an emergency and we have the contract for all military services. It looks like you had a crash. He just said, stay right here, don't move. And so I stayed there, and pretty soon he came back with two military police and said, get this guy off of the base. You're not supposed to be here. Whenever this happened, whatever had happened, all the doctors and nurses that were stationed here in that area and everything were given, that were stationed here permanently, were given orders not to report. Because my understanding and everything later on came that the reason for that being that these were all specialists and they were all sent in from Wright-Patterson. And so anyway, what he wanted to know from me, I had seen some... had seen evidently I was involved in things that I shouldn't have been involved in.
When you said you saw some debris, could
and
you go back?
I saw that, and that's what started it. But what he really wanted to know later on, see, I knew this nurse, and this nurse, didn't, she didn't get orders not to report either because she was going to join the St. Mary's Order, and our hospital was the St. Mary's. And she would come up like on the weekends and not go back until... you know, till her weekend started again, and she'd go in. When she went in to sign in for her next tour of duty, well, that's when they were in this supply room, and there were two pathologists. I understood they were from Wright-Patterson. They were not done an autopsy. They were examining what was brought in from the Roswell crash, what we call the Roswell crash. And what the reason that she started out the door, and then they said, Lieutenant, we still have to have some help. And this is what you're going to do. And they wanted her. And so they'd take a forceps and turn a hand. She'd say, four fragile fingers, so many centimeters, and all this kind of stuff. And she said she hadn't went in there over 20 or 30 minutes at the most. And all their eyes and it started burning in their skin. They were feeling it was getting real warm and real hot. So that's when they just immediately, they had no idea what they had. The two pathologists said there wasn't anything in their in the anatomy books. There wasn't anything in what our medical schools, they had never seen anything like this. And that's immediately after that, they were put in these pouches, put in a hermetically sealed container and flown directly to Wright-Patterson.
And she actually described for you what they looked like.
Yeah, when I... the MPs were taking me out down the hall. That's when she came out of the supply room with this towel over her face, and that's when she screamed, Glenn, get out of here as fast as you can. And I met her. I kept calling, and I met her the next morning at the officers' club in the conference room, and that's when she gave me a little diagram of what they were going on, what they looked like. And it looks like what you see today. Most of the little diagrams, you know, the four fragile fingers and the long arm, real short joint. The large eyes. She said the heads were almost completely demolished, but they could see. They only had two orifices. They didn't have earlobes. They had two ear canals. Mouth was only about 1 inch. And that's the way she described it to me. And I was with her till about 11:30 that day, and then at 3:30 that afternoon, her supervisor called and said, your friend just been transferred out. And I had a serial number and everything else, but I never have found her this day. I've never made contact with her. So I'm sure, I think, best thing they did, she was going to join a convent, and I'd imagine they discharged her and let her go. It's a good place to keep somebody quiet. And he came up to me, and he was punching me on the shoulder, just lightly. I mean, he wasn't rough or anything. And he just said, look, mister, you don't go in and start any rumors and Roswell's. Nothing happened out here. And he said, if you do, you know, it'd be real serious problems. And then, so I just, being as my character was at that time, I said, I'm a civilian, you can go to hell. And that's where he said, you may be the one going to hell. And then that's when he really told me, he said, somebody would be picking your bones out of the sand if you do that. So it didn't look like a plane crash. It didn't look like aluminum or you burned aluminum, because I'd seen a lot of that in stainless steel. But what it looked like, of course, it didn't have any in those days. What it looked like more, it was a real light gray, almost to white. And some of it was real dark gray, but it looked more like what fiberglass might look like today. And it wasn't dent or anything, and there wasn't any dents, but what it was, it's in pieces, looked like it had been twisted and shredded and all this kind of stuff. But I didn't see any real sharp dents. Of course, I didn't stand there and look at it either, you know. Just what I noticed on the way going out. But I know it was very thin. I could see that it was very, very thin. I didn't want to embarrass my family for the first place. Next thing, being in the mortuary business is not an easy business. And I didn't want to embarrass the funeral home. I didn't want to embarrass my father was an old contractor, and I didn't want to embarrass him, because if I'd have come out who was an alien, you know, and all this back in those days, hell, they would have left me out of town. My folks knew. I thought it would be very embarrassing. And I didn't want it. Mainly, I idolized my father, and I didn't want to embarrass him, because he and I was very, very close. And I was told, one of those sergeants out there said, well, let him go. Hell, nobody's going to believe him anyway. Nobody's going to believe this anyway. So, but that didn't have anything to do with it. It was my family that I wanted to protect and the funeral business.
He was scared to death, he says, but he managed to take a tumbleweave and throw under it when it was faded, when it was gone, just to see if he was hallucinating or if it was real. It came back again. He says that he touched it. It was cool to the touch on the side. He says when it disappeared again or went back out of phase again, the tumbleweed was crushed, so he knew it was physical.
Okay, all right. So, my question is, Greg, if it was a Nazi saucer, what were the bodies that they found?
Well, I mean, probably experiments using people.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm not saying that's the case, but I mean, that's the only logical explanation I could come up with.
Right, okay. All right, so what reverse are we playing now?
But who killed the nurse?
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
Oh, incidentally, beforehand, that was a mortician, Glenn Dennis.
Right, I kind of assumed that when I was listening to it. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But who killed the nurse? And here's the forwards.
Going into the gin. And so when I arrived at the base, where I usually back up to this ramp and unload the patients, there was three field Army Air Force ambulance backed up against the ramp. And so I had to swing around. But anyway, we were walking up the ramp and I saw a lot of debris. And so when I got in and checked him in, got all the vouchers and everything signed, I said, this captain there, and I said, sir, it looked like we had a galloping earth crash.
Yeah, there it is right there, but who killed the nurse?
Sir, it looked like we had a galloping earth crash.
Okay, so what's the nurse? Who's the nurse?
That was the lady that relayed to him that she saw aliens and allegedly participated in the conduction of an autopsy.
Okay, but and she was killed?
Well, according to the reversal. But the interesting thing is, in the extract you hear, they were not doing an autopsy.
Uh-huh.
And then they asked her to participate in what sounds like an autopsy, so.
Interesting.
Bit of a contradiction.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, so what's the next one we're looking at?
She had a great husband.
She had a great husband. It's a very serious dilemma.
Yep.
She had a great husband. It's a very serious dilemma.
Oh, yeah.
She had a great husband. It's a very serious dilemma.
Yeah, it's certainly there.
She had a great husband. It's a very serious dilemma.
And the forwards is...
But anyway, later on in the day, I got an emergency. We had a the only amateur business in Roswell at that time. And this airman was riding an old Indian motorcycle and hit the back end of a farmer's trailer out here going into the gin. And so when I arrived at the base where I usually back up to this ramp and unload the patients, there was three field Army Air Force ambulance backed up against the ramp. And so I had to swing around. But anyway, we were walking up the ramp and I saw a lot of debris. And so when I got in and checked him in, got all the vouchers and everything signed, I said, this captain there, and I said, sir, it looked like we had a galvanized crash. I need to get ready.
Now, what was that?
That was just, that's the, they're very close to each other.
I see.
This captain there, and I said, sir, it looked like we had a galvanized crash. I need to get ready.
I killed the nurse, right.
Yeah, and who in the hell are you, and what are you doing here? And I said, well, I had an emergency, and we have the contract for all military services.
Okay. You might have just time to get this in before our break.
Sure, great, Gusman. Sure, no more.
Okay, so there's reversal. So what does that tell us?
Would indicate to me that Glenn Dennis knew the husband.
Right.
The part that's mysterious is it's a very serious dilemma. Why would it be a dilemma for him?
I don't know.
Her death. His death. No, not his death, her death.
Her death.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Okay, well, this is a bit of an interesting twist on the Roswell crash. I think we need more information. Now you've got me curious. I'll start researching this like I did the JFK assassination. Then I'll have no more spare time. Okay, all right. So, next one along.
This is
number 23.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get back to that right after the break. We have to go to break, folks. We'll be back for the last final segment of the Reverse Beat Show right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards@reversespeech.com.
Yes, and if you'd like to get involved in the reverse speech training program, it starts on June 19th. It's going to be a good program. We've got 11 students signed up already, and still got a few weeks to go. So I'm really looking forward to getting a whole bunch of analysts out there doing reversal. There's so much work to be done, so much important work, and I just don't have time. So if you're at all interested in reverse speech and you want to help further the field, the best way you can do that is to take training, because that's what we need. Okay, Greg, what are we up to now?
23.
Don't care for a Nazi. Okay, here we go.
Don't care for a Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
Don't care for a Nazi. Don't care for a Nazi.
And here it is, stretch.
Don't care for a Nazi.
And here's the forwards.
And she actually described for you what they look like.
Yeah, when I, the MPs were taking me out down the hall, that's when she came out of the supply room with this towel over her face, and that's when she screamed, "Then get out of here as fast as you can."
And she actually described for you what they look like.
Yeah, when I, the MPs were taking me out down the hall, that's when she came out of the supply room with this towel over her face, and that's when she asked for
right there. Okay, let's run that again.
Out of the supply room with this towel over her face, and that's when she asked for license, when she screamed, "Then get out of here as fast."
And so there we have Nazi again. So this is, about half a dozen references so far.
Yeah. The interesting thing is there, she was allegedly performing an autopsy or helping with an autopsy on alien bodies. She comes out and she says to Glenn Dennis, "Get out of here," and the reversal is, "Don't care for a Nazi." Was she caring for someone that she recognized as a Nazi? And how that would happen, I'm not too sure, but could only speculate.
Well, there were all sorts of rumors that the Nazis were experimenting with flying saucers back in the mid-40s, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And they had a whole program of flying discs. So it makes total logical sense that the U.S. picked up that program and ran with it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So what else are we looking at?
The next one is, let's see...
him with the Nazi in the ship?
Yes.
Okay, him with the Nazi in the ship.
Him with the Nazi in the ship.
Oh, yeah.
Him with the Nazi in the ship.
Yeah, that's certainly there.
Him with the Nazi in the ship.
And here's the forwards.
Why she described it to me. Him with the Nazi in the ship.
Right there, yeah.
And she actually described for you what they look like.
Yeah, when I...
Well, see, that's really interesting, isn't it? Talk about the alien bodies and Nazi in the ship.
Yeah, so...
Huh.
So a Nazi in the ship. So it had to be a reasonable size.
Sure.
And the mysterious him, whoever that was.
Huh. Well, this is a whole new twist on the Oswald story that I've never heard of before.
And it specifically appears where she said, where Dennis said, way she described it to me.
Wow. Okay, all right, next one. We've got 20 minutes left, Greg, so what, number 25, bring a Nazi army?
Yep.
Okay, bring a Nazi army.
They're in Nazi arms.
Huh.
They're in Nazi arms.
I'll be bothered.
They're in Nazi arms.
And here's the forwards. Okay, that's actually stretched. So here's the forwards.
Because my understanding, they're in United States.
Oh, right there. Yeah, okay.
All the doctors and.
All right, okay. So Nazi again. All right. So what's the next one? They sure killed girl?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, hold it. Before that, that appears just after that. He says that. The nurses, doctors and nurses stationed in the area were put off, were told not to report, and they brought in all these specialists from Wright-Patterson.
Right, okay, all right. So here's the Fords.
They showed milk, girl.
Oh, yeah, they sure killed girl.
They showed milk, girl.
And what's this one, the army harm a little girl? You got one here that says the army harm little girl?
Yeah. So you got another reference to a girl being killed?
Oh, here it is, yeah. The army harm a little girl. Okay, all right. And so, here's the forwards.
Here is the immediate segment for the reversal, they sure killed girl, followed by the immediate segment for the army harm a little girl.
Like plane crash hit, they sure killed girl. Like aluminum or you burn them.
Oh yeah, certainly there.
It didn't look like plane crash. It they showed milk gel. It didn't look like aluminum or you burn aluminum. It will look aluminum because I've seen a lot of that.
Well, what's this little girl all about? This is like three times now. Killed girl, killed nurse, army harmed little girl.
Yeah, it appears on other speakers too, which I play some other time.
Does
this
it really?
Girl comes up and found a girl in the earlier one. We killed her. And then there's a little bit more information. We know that she's a little girl. And we've been identified who killed her. It's the army. Now, was that the Nazi army, like the specialists? Or was it...
Well, Greg, I hate to say this, but all you're doing is opening up more questions about Roswell.
Yeah, all these questions. I mean... why would they kill her?
Well, what's a little girl? What's all these Nazi references? Wow. See, if this was back-engineered Nazi technology, then that would make sense. What's this one? There's a boy lying down. I said I'll break his head.
They said I'll break his head.
Okay, there's a boy lying down. They said I'll break his head.
There's a boy lying down. They said I'll break his head.
Oh, yeah.
Some boy lying down, does he outbreak his head? Some boy lying down, does he outbreak his head?
Okay, and here's the forwards.
Some boy.
Oh, that's it stretched, hang on.
You want to know what embalming chemicals that would alter the tissue, the stomach contents, and what is our preparation for taking care of bodies and laying out in the elements?
Is this the mortician again?
Several days.
Ah.
Taking care of bodies and laying out in the elements. Somebody lying out this year, I'll break and get. You want to know what embalming chemical?
Okay, well, that makes sense. I mean, if he's going to do an autopsy, he's going to cut open the head, have a look at the brain. There's a boy lying. Okay, so boy and girl. They allegedly found small bodies around the crash site. Were they aliens, or male and female aliens, or were they boys and girls, little children?
Questions. And that part they said, "I'll break his head." Are they saying, "Right, we're going to break his head," or they're saying to Glenn Dennis, "You break his head"? Well, questions.
That would be, well, this is certainly a whole different twist on the Roswell story that I've ever heard before. Here we've got one that says, "Guessed it's the army that killed her." Alright, someone's just sent me in a photograph of the Nazi flying saucers. Look at that, Greg. Someone just emailed.
Oh, that's Ricky. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on her.
And I was tired, and I've been, we've got callers and questions coming in all over the place. Let's take a caller from Washington. You're on the air with Dave and Greg.
Yes. I'm going by R.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
I wanted to tell you, back when Art Bell hosted the program that George Norrie is hosting now, I was listening to Art Bell at night. And I remember them talking about the Roswell situation, and it was a travel salesman. He was coming from Southern California, traveling by car, going to New York State. And he heard over the radio about the Roswell, incident, and they were telling everything about that, and when he got past Chicago, they shut it off and they never heard anything more about it. But I also heard over Art Bell that there were three bodies from that that crash.
Right,
and they were aliens, and they were like, the best way I can describe them is E.T. They were short, they had small eyes and ear openings, and when they opened them up, there was something in their chest, and their abdomen was different makeup, and they didn't go beyond very much of it past then. And then I never heard the story again. I just wanted to relate it and let you know that what they said back then, there were...
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure there was three aliens. Two of them were alive, and one of them was.
Yeah, I think you're right. There were three. Yeah, fascinating story. And I mean, clearly something happened. These reversals verify that. So interesting. Okay.
Oh yeah, they covered it up. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, very good.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. You might be able to check into Art Bell and check into maybe some of his files and find that that report that they were giving back then. And I want to say, like, it was pre-George Norrie on the Art Bell show.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for your call.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Good job.
Thank both of you. Thank you, David John Oates, and thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. You're most welcome. Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Someone's asked me to ask you about Hitler and Antarctica and Project High Jump. What do you know about that?
I found a very interesting reversal on Forrestal. There's war with saucer. But that was before High Jump. That was in 1945.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we have that reversal available?
I haven't got that there, but I can bring it next time.
All right, yeah, we'll book you for another show today.
I mean, something happened there in High Jump. What, 4,000 troops?
Yeah, right.
Two destroyers?
Yeah.
The most state-of-the-art aircraft carrier?
Or move you down to the Antarctic?
Yeah. And a submarine for a scientific expedition?
It sounds a little bit far-fetched, doesn't it? All right, now we've got one that says, "Ain't alien. There's a rude crime, my God." Okay.
Ain't alien, there's a rude crime, my God.
alien is I am not God.
Well, that's interesting. That says ain't alien. Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, so here's the whole Fords. Here we go.
If I'd have come out to it was an alien, you mean alien is I am not God.
Yeah, well, certainly there. Yeah. All right, listen, folks, we've got 10 minutes of showtime left. If you want to call in, the number's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We thank our last caller, R, from Washington, who had a lot of interesting information to add. Okay, all right. So moving right... Oh, yeah, this is this Bilderberger reversal, the last one. Tell me about Bilderberger.
Oh, it's an elite group that started... in the 50s, initially it was to bring some unity between Europe and America, but a lot of people say that it's part of a new world order and it's all very sinister and they're planning all horrible things.
Well, this verse says, don't count on Bilderberger.
Don't count on Bilderberger.
Oh, yeah.
Don't count on Bilderberger.
Certainly there.
The Bilderberg group has...
Oh, what was that?
I just took something off the net to compare.
Oh, okay. Is there anything backwards? No, just okay. So don't count on Bilderberger.
Sorry, baby, it looked more like what fell down on Bilderberger.
Yeah, there it is.
It didn't look like plane crash. It didn't look like aluminum or you burned aluminum because that's...
Okay, so what's Bilderberger? I mean, what's that got to do with Roswell? What's the connection there?
I'm not too sure, actually. Probably... connecting with the Nazi thing.
Right.
Because one of the guys that was involved in getting it going is alleged to be a Nazi, Prince Bernhard.
Right.
Of the Netherlands.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. What else we got? That's all the reversals we got, isn't it, Greg?
Yep.
What's this one? You'll be fire. What's that?
Oh, that's on Corso. That's a good one.
Okay. All right. Let's run this. All right, coming up.
Oh, you'll be fire.
Oh, yeah, and you'll be fire.
Fire. Oh, you'll be fire.
Yep.
Oh, you'll be fire.
Okay, and here's the Fords.
Oh, you'll be fire.
That's it stretched. Yep.
Yep.
I had all those clearances one time.
And
had,
you believe in flying saucers?
I have to believe it. I have to believe it. A little bit higher.
So that's Corso.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Corso's reversal is very congruent. If you want to go to my website, folks, and just do a search for Corso, there's about 30 reversals of Corso up on the website, and they're all congruent.
Isn't it interesting? He says he doesn't say. I believe it because it's compelling and the evidence and whatever. He says, I have to believe it.
Ah, that
and then the reversal is, and you'll be fire.
Huh. Interesting.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Speaks to me of a sort of a cover-up type thing.
Yeah, well, it does certainly sound like that. There's certainly no doubt about that. Mm. Let me see if I can pull up some of my... reversals on UFOs, and we're going to do a whole show on UFOs, folks. We'll get that done. I don't know, sometime. We've got so much stuff to cover. Here's an interesting reversal we found on a couple of NASA scientists talking on the Art Bell show. Actually, the other listener who just called in, listen to this.
The selection on who gets to use Hubble is made by committees, peer-reviewed committees of other astronomers who come to Baltimore, meet at the Institute. They sort through the proposals, make their recommendations to our director.
This one says, what's locked up with their starship, this needs to be known.
What's locked up with their starship, this needs to be known.
Hear that?
Yeah,
what's locked up with their starship, this needs to be known.
Yeah, well, sure, it needs to be known. What starship? Every time I play that reversal, I think, gee, what starship are you talking about? Yeah. Okay, well, there's clearly something going on. And, Here's another NASA scientist talking about Mars.
And for the record, I think it's interesting that if you look at some Mars pictures, you find Kermit the Frog and a couple smiley faces on Mars. So personally, I've never been convinced with this.
I see.
This one says, the ships are on it, but nobody's getting the answer. Nobody's getting answered, not the answer. The ship's on it, but no one's getting answered. Gee, I'd love to know what's going on with the whole UFO stuff. Wouldn't that? We should do a research project into that. That'd be a lot of so much research to do. The JFK assassination took me a couple of months. And how long have you been working on this, Greg?
Fair while.
A couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because
that's only just one small part of the book.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I found a reference to flying saucer on Truman's Hiroshima speech too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's freaky. Yeah. I'll play that next time. Bring it down.
Okay, well, we'll get you back. My next slot's in July, so we'll get you back in July. I'll book you today for a July spot, and we'll look at all of that stuff. So this is why we need students, folks. We've got so many mysteries out there to research, and reverse roots will give us the answers. So if you really want to help the field, take training. That's the best way for you to help us. Sign up for training, and next class starts June 19th. We've got 11 students signed up already, which is exciting. I'd like to get some more. You can give me a call. Let me give my phone number out. It's in America, it's 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Would love to hear from you. So we're going to book you back in July. What are we going to cover in July?
Truman, Forrestal, and probably Jesse Marcel Jr.
Okay.
And perhaps Bill Clinton talking about UFOs.
Right. And your book should be out by then, is that?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I'm on the tail end.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a cheeky question?
Sure.
Did you send Art Bell a Christmas card last Christmas? I know I'm tricky, I'm sorry.
Are you trying to get me sued again?
No. Oh, it's a lovely thing to do. Everybody should be reconciled. Give each other a kiss.
No, I didn't. And there goes my other line. Okay, well, someone's calling me. I will call you back as soon as the show is finished. So I should have told people that. Okay, all right. So I'll call you back. I've got whoever's calling me on the phone right now. I've got your number. I'll call you back at the end of the show. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. So tell us a little bit more about your book, so people can know what they can expect.
It's called Reverse Speech: Unmasking the United States Nazi Elite. It's about the shadow government. I've got a huge amount of respect for America, but the most critical people of what I'm talking about is Americans anyway. I look at the JFK, stuff in the JFK assassination. Waco.
Oh, I'd like to hear some verses on Waco.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Prosperity Gospelers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like to have a go at them. Absolutely.
Mark Chapman.
Oh, yeah. Now, we played that reversal on the show about Mark, You'll Die in the Cell on John Lennon.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Premonition. I've added a new category to my categories. Reverse speech premonitions. So now I've got reverse speech future tense reversals and reverse speech premonitions.
Yeah. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
So basically that's the line of the book. The whole thing's common theme going through.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And got another take on Shiva.
Oh, really?
Metaphor Shiva.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'd like to hear that.
I've got a whole about an hour on Shiva.
Oh, wow. I just finished a series of shows on metaphors. I played, spent about three shows just playing different metaphors. All right, well, there's the end of the show, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
No worries.
Next week we have Reverse Speech practitioner Dina Patel from England. This should be some of her findings. So, well, we'll see you all next week, folks. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.